You know, if you go to a regional city that has, say, Aldi at it, in it, you know, you might pay, say, $500 for the groceries, you know, on a like-for-like basis, you know. And if you go to, you know, the sort of small town supermarkets in bumfuck sort of nowhere, you're paying around about $800 or $900 to $1,200 for the same groceries. However, the closest supermarket to me, that manager is a really screwed up fucking person who just doesn't get it. You know, that putting people on the spot, you know, they got in, finally decided to stock some sardines. So I said, oh, that's good, you know what I mean? And, you know, you can be a little bit, wait, I've got to go for a piss. Back again. Yeah, well, you can be, say if the going price of sardines is 90 cents a tin, you know, that's it everywhere. Well, this person decided to get sardines in and then charged like $1.26 a tin. So there you go, it's like, that's like, you know, what's that? About, you know, 30%. Yeah, about 30% above the fucking going price, you know what I mean? And I said, look, alright, that's good. And I'll be a bit flexible. But the, you know, so I said, look, if you get it in a fucking box of fucking this every month, I'll buy it, you know, rather partial to a tin of sardines every day or two, you know, good nutrition. And so it took 6 weeks for this person to restock with a little box of sardines, and they marked them up from $1.26 to $1.65, I think it was, you know, and I just looked at them, I looked at the price and I looked at that fucking person and I thought, you're out of your fucking mind, you know, and you know, they used to have fucking meat in from the butchers. But the meat would, say, be good for a week if kept refrigerated. And it was. So this person this manager would the average, we'll just say the average price per kilo of the meat, sort of everywhere, just a universal average price, we'll say it's like $18 a kilo, you know? This person would mark their fucking meat up to $28 a kilo, and it would sit there for fucking 3 weeks inside the fridge, being, you know, it had a green sort of sheen on it, and, you know, clearly off, you know, and they still wouldn't throw it out, you know. there's none of this, you know, having a competitive price and also marking it for quick sale, you know. And, you know, with groceries, I'm quite happy, you know. If I say buy a kilo of mixed frozen vegetables, the going price for that is around about, say, $2.80. So this manager would get in the fucking premium brands and, you know, sell them in 500 gram bags, and you end up paying $7.50 a kilo. You know, and this whole sort of thing, you know, and they hide the shopping, when people walk in, they want to grab a shopping trolley, go around the shop, and then, you know, fill up with all the stuff they want, and then go to the checkout and fucking leave. And then, you know, you're sort of saying, well, you need to have the shopping trolleys near the door so people can fucking... Then she goes, oh, no, 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 you know, you can't put them there because that's in the other way, the other checkout. And that's the other checkout that never, ever, ever gets used. And that she has and that the manager has subsequently fucking piled high with shit like reading glasses and AA batteries and all that sort of fucking shit, you know what I mean? So not only can't you get the shopping trolleys, her rationale for putting the shopping trolleys elsewhere, far off into the corner, then eventually back out the back of the store, you know, was kind of legendary, you know? You know, if you want to sell stuff, you've got to give people shopping trolleys, you know? And slowly by slowly, they've gone incrementally into decline so that, you know, like tomato sauce or cats up, you know, or whatever the fucking Americans call it, you know. That's like a staple on Australian tables, you know. And so what happens lost in thought for a minute. And so what happens is they run out of like 2 litre bottles of tomato sauce. And then it's been like 6 or 7 weeks, maybe 8 weeks, you know, since they ran out and they haven't restocked. And for years, I mean, you go into the fucking supermarket to buy food to make meals, you know? So they stopped getting in meat because no one was buying what they were fucking grossly overcharging for, you know? And I said to them, you know, they had powdered milk initially, but then they stopped stocking that. And I said, well, people buy this shit, you know what I mean? Because powdered milk is good, you know. And you know, and what, that's that sort of stuff, like you go milk, tea, coffee, cooking, you know what I mean? That's kind of like, that's a sort of foundation ingredient. So if you don't have powdered milk, You know. So this person gets the fucking powdered milk in, and it's a discount, like all the other places charge, say about $10 a kilo for fucking, you know, bottom dollar brand powdered milk. This person charges $16 or $17 a kilo. They don't sell. Well, they sell fuck all. And I raised it. I said, look, you know, this is what everybody else is charging. They're charging like $9 or $10 a kilo, and you're charging $17 a kilo. And you're wondering why you can't make fucking sales, you know? And, so after like about a fucking year of not selling fucking, you know, it's like shit just sits on the shelf and doesn't sell. So it's taking up space. It's not making sales. There's no product fucking fuck all product turnover, you know what I mean? And people walk into place, they see the prices and say, fuck this. And then they go somewhere else, and the other else's, people are walking out of those places with their shopping trolleys and they're full of groceries and they're taking them to their car and loading up the car. Meanwhile, this idiot manager, you know, says to me, oh, why does everybody keep driving past? How come they don't stop here, you know? And I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, you're just so out of fucking touch with reality. You know, you're just so fucking oblivious to the bullshit you're creating and the consequences of that. And because they don't have any fucking powdered milk and they don't have any fucking tomato sauce, I haven't had any tomato sauce for about fucking 3 weeks, you know, or powdered milk. So, you know, the other option is to go to one of these other supermarkets, you know. Yeah, one's nearly 100k round trip and the other one's about 80k round trip, you know. And, yeah. And so every time this fucking manager runs out of stock on the very few fucking items that they do have, people walk in and go, well, fuck, I need, you know, I need milk. I need powdered milk for my fucking tea and coffee and breakfast cereal and shit. They don't have any, you know. They don't have any fucking sauce, so I can pour that over my bloody, you know, frozen veggie meals and give them a bit of taste, you know. And they don't do this, they don't do that. Just fucking, they just go, they don't sell meat, you know, because no one buys it, you know. And the bullshit just goes on and on and on and on and on, you know. And you can sort of see that because they're not keeping their stuff in stock, because they're not keeping their stuff at competitive fucking pricing, and you can see how slowly by slowly the incoming revenue versus the ability to restock, you know, the incoming revenue declines, as does the ability to restock, you know what I mean? So, you know, that means that sort of, you know, slowly by slowly they're sort of facing fucking closure, you know what I mean? Which is a pity, but, you know, I've had to say, you know, like, there are things about this person that I really like, you know, they're not a genuinely malevolent fucking entity, but they're so sort of fucked in the head, you know, with their grip on fucking reality. I've had to just work really hard on not going, you know, if you think, there's some people, if you think about them too hard or too much, you just start to lose your fucking mind, you know. And I can't deal with her crap. It's just too crazy. It's not, you know, basically, it's not my fucking problem where they're at and their unwillingness or inability to fucking just mesh with reality. You know, why in the fuck should they come to your supermarket where they're paying, where they're expected to pay $28 a kilo for fucking meat, but everybody else is selling it for 18, you know? Why are they expected to pay $7.50 a kilo for frozen vegetables when everybody else sells them for $2.50, $2.80 a kilo, you know? Well, you know, why are they expected to pay $1.65 for fucking a tin of sardines when everybody else is selling it for 80 or 90 cents a fucking tin, you know? Why are they selling the bottom if all of other places are getting their fucking powdered milk at, say, $7 a kilo, you know, and they're selling it for $10 a kilo? Why is she selling it for $17 a kilo, you know? And she goes, well, you know, why don't people stop at my store, you know? Well, fuck, you know. What part of this don't you fucking understand? You know, it's just too crazy. Anyway, gotta go, guys. Bye.